Richie before was asking me, I gave him a memory stick for the presentation. He said, which presentation is it? And there's only two on the stick. One is One God, and the other one is Innovative Small-Scale LNG Transfer Solutions for the Gas Tech Conference Tokyo. So we can do that one if you want to, but I was thinking maybe the question, do all religions lead to God, might be the better one. Okay, so do all religions lead to God? Well, we're sat in a Christian church, been singing Christian songs, listening to a Christian message. So there's a clue into what the scientists might call natural bias going on here. So do all religions lead to God? Well, as a Christian, I believe they don't. But actually, it's a ever-increasing question that we get asked all the time. Society is changing. Globalization is changing. Everybody gets lots of different beliefs coming at them all of the time. So do all religions lead to God? Well, September 11, 2001. Does anybody remember where they were at that time, for those of you around? Okay, yeah, I mean, I was in a taxi in London, but 9 months before, I was in the top of that tower that's smoking. And it was a big shock to the whole world. Obviously, we'd seen terrorism, but not on this scale and not with this sort of level of horrible invention, really. And 3,500 people lost their lives. And the whole of America, well, the whole of the world, George W. Bush called the whole of the world to pray. And he said, I want everybody to pray. So there were two big services in America. There was one in New York City, and there was one in a cathedral in Washington, D.C. And Hindus, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, they all came together. And the prayer started with, to the God of Abraham, to the God of Muhammad, and to the God of the Father of Jesus Christ, which technically is correct. That's fair, you can't argue with that. But actually, it was led by Oprah Winfrey, and Oprah Winfrey said, well, that's okay, because basically we all pray to the same God. But is she true? Is that right? Seems a reasonable assumption, is it right? Thank you, John. Hecklers will be ejected. But she's a big personality. She's teamed up with Rob Bell. You can go on YouTube and you can see what Rob Bell's been doing with her. I don't think he's lost his way as much as we think he is, but I think he's in a different place at the moment, so we should pray for him. But they've teamed up together, so do we all pray to the same God, essentially? Do all of our prayers get heard by the same God? Well, I think what she was tapping into was basic humanity. As with empires and with the kind of dispersions you get with empires, with globalization and the integration of societies that we've had, what she was looking at was the basic humanity. Everybody was shocked around the world. Everybody lives in community. Everybody has loved ones. Everybody knows loss. Everybody knows love. Everybody knows horror and terror. So we all have, we're all one human race. As it says there, we've got different religions, different languages, different coloured skin, but we're all human beings. Now, we're seeing that more and more in our society, aren't we? We're a much more integrated society. We're a much more mixed society, particularly over the last few years with the refugee crisis that we've gone. We've seen more and more impact of different refugees and different religions spreading out around the world. And also you've seen the impact of people like ISIS and Daesh in the Middle East. You know, Jordan, we complain about having a couple of thousand refugees here. Jordan's got 3 million, so their population's been swelled by 70% with refugees. So that mix of people, that basic humanity that we all see, we've all got that same community, sense of spirit, sense of love, sense of loss. I think that's what she's tapping into, said, okay, well, if we've got that basic humanity at the top level, we must have the same God. Everybody has got a different way of looking at that God. This is not playing ball. There we go. But it got me thinking about, how do we connect with God? So if you look at, I'm going to go over here because the screen's over here that I can see. This is one of my favourite verses in the Bible, Thessalonians. It talks about, may your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Christ Jesus. It's that whole spirit, soul and body thing. How do we connect with God? Every human being has a body. Every human being has a soul. That's your character. Every human being has a spirit. That's sort of strength of purpose, where you connect with something. And what the Bible is saying is that the God of peace, Jesus is God. Sorry, Steve, thank you. That's how we should connect. Now, you've all heard of psychosomatic illnesses. So you've got something in, you know, it's all in the mind, isn't it? You know, and the way you feel can affect your health. You know, we've heard of people dying of broken hearts. We've heard of people with depression. You know, many people suffer that kind of thing in our church, and we should support them. But also, you've got chronic pain. People have chronic pain. It affects the way they feel. It affects their character. It changes the nature of who they are. That whole spirit, soul, and body thing is interconnected. I follow a guy on Twitter called Henry Fraser. Now, I think it was about 10 years ago, he lost the use of his arms and his legs in a diving accident, and now he's a mouth painter. He's a very good mouth painter. It's taken him 8 years to train his shoulders and his neck to help him sit upright, little by little, day by day. But it's that strength of spirit that's overcome what's happened to his body. And it's that whole connection thing with God that we're looking at here. You move on. Okay, so, but this is what Opera is saying, is that, you know, do all religions, do they all hang out in a green room in heaven? You know, Buddha's been on the fake tan a bit there, hasn't he? Shiva doesn't know what to make at the back there. Zeus at the end is looking a bit shocked. I don't know what that thing is at the bottom. Will and I were trying to work that out. We think it's out of Star Wars, because we do know the Jedi is now an official religion, and the Klingon has been translated, in, the Bible has been translated into Klingon. So, but she's got this view of, well, actually, all of these guys hear the same prayers. They all hang out together in the same place, and they all receive them in the same way. Is that true? And that's called religious pluralism. Okay, so all religions lead to the same God. Is that the world we're living in? It's a very nice argument to have. It's a very safe argument to have. It's a very safe view to have. Very, very uncontentious. It's easy to sit down with everybody and say, yeah, we all worship the same God. All religions lead the same path. Well, let's go back to the elephant. You saw this is quite a common, this and the mountain are quite common examples of how all religions lead to God. Everybody's got a slightly different view of the same thing. The problem is with this, it's a human that came up with this idea. So to use one of Nick's phrases, or paraphrase one of Nick's phrases, who died and made him God, that he could come up with this idea? The logic doesn't bear out. It's your idea of the elephant. How do you know the elephant's not sat on another elephant with a load of other people touching that? How do you know the elephant's not sat there thinking, well, I'm on a flat surface here, I must be okay, what's this? What am I experiencing? It's a human idea to try and help people understand, but it's flawed. And somebody actually pointed out that if the elephant was Christian, it'd turn around, heal the blind man, and introduce himself as Jesus Christ. So it's a flawed argument. But it's an argument that people make, and you can't dismiss it as nonsense because it's their view. What you have to do is be able to look at it logically and take it down. Okay, so is it logical? These are all the different religions. Let's have a look at what they do. This spirit, soul, and body thing, they all pray. They all meditate in some way, shape, or form. They all think upon their deity in whatever way. Some of them are much better at it than I am in terms of the way I pray and the way I think about the Bible and the way I contemplate on mine. Muslims pray 5 times a day. They read the Quran. You know, I go to Dubai a lot. I go to all of the Middle Eastern cultures a lot. And, you know, 5 times a day you'll hear the minarets ringing out the call to prayer. So they all pray. Most of them worship as well. A lot of them have dances associated with worship for celebrating the deity, for celebrating their religion. So, okay, seems fair enough. Some of them even have sacred meals. So Hinduism, for instance, they take some of the vegetarian sects of Hinduism, they'll take the food and they'll have it purified in the divine, then they'll eat it, and by eating that divine food they become divine. And they said that's a bit like the Christian communion. Well, it's not really, is it? Because we're remembering what Jesus has done for us. That food does not make us divine, it just helps us remember what Jesus did for us. So, but some people have those fasting regimes, they have those sacred meal regimes. So okay, that's fairly logical. There's a lot of commonality there. But then let's have a look at what they believe. You've got polytheism, which is the belief in many gods. Then you've got monotheism, which is the belief in one God. And then you've got atheism, which is the belief in no God. So they can't all lead to the same God, because atheists believe there's no God. They just believe there's nothing at the end of the world. Will and I were watching The Big Lebowski last night. And anybody, it's a great film. It's about 20 years old, and he's being chased by a load of nihilists who believe in nothing, But apparently, to be a nihilist in the Big Lebowski, you had to be German and into Kraftwerk. So there's nothing at the end of that. So that can't lead. That breaks down already. Polytheism. Well, they're not all God, actually. The Hindus and the Buddhists, they don't believe in God, they believe in consciousness. So that's another matter. So those many different gods and those many different things that they worship don't all lead to the same God. Monotheism. Well, that's the Abrahamic faiths. That's Judaism, that's Islam, and that's Christianity. Now, some people believe that Christianity should be polytheistic because you've got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But of course, if you read the Bible, they're referred to as one, and one God only. But actually, they all start with Abraham, but they don't finish with Abraham. Christianity finishes with Jesus. And actually, in the Quran, it actually completely contradicts the fact that Jesus was crucified. It actually denies the fact that Jesus was crucified. And yet in the Bible it says that Jesus was crucified, died, and rose again. So you can't, logically, you can't have something that says, well, he's one thing, but he's not that. But he's not that, but he must be that. You can't have it. So logically, all roads can't lead to God. All religions can't lead to God because they're just mutually exclusive. And the other thing we've got is that nobody claimed or made the claims that Jesus did. So we've got Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Nobody made those claims ever before. And don't forget, they're the things that under the Judaic law, they got Jesus crucified for blasphemy. So he claims to be God. He claims to be the way to the Father. He claims to be the only way to the Father. And also, it's a personal claim as well. So it's a claim, come to me, all you who are weary and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. It's that personal relationship. So logically, all of the other religions, you can't have that personal relationship with God. That's not what they're looking for. That's not what they're offering. Atheism is offering nothing. So who wants rest for their soul? Who hasn't been on a holiday yet this year? Who's ready for a holiday this year? I'm flying to Australia tomorrow, and I'm leaving at 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon, and I'm coming back Friday at lunchtime. So I could do with a bit of rest to my soul after that. But Jesus has this personal relationship that nobody else offers. Do all religions lead to God? No, they don't. Logically, exclusively, they just don't. They exclude each other all of the time. The one religion that actually offers a personal relationship with God is Christianity. And that's what the one I would encourage you to follow. If you want rest for your soul, if you want a humble and gentle God, then Christianity is the one for you. All right, let's pray. Father, I just thank you for your message. I thank you for the opportunities that your written word gives us. Father, I thank you that we can have these debates and these thoughts. I thank you we can have complete confidence in the gospel, that it has the ability to save everybody. And I pray now, Lord, that for anybody that's involved in a conversation about many religions or do all religions lead to God, Father, I pray you'd give them the strength and the confidence to speak your message, to share your message, and to show that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father but by you. We ask this in your name. Amen.